I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Norovirus is notorious for causing vomiting, nausea, and diarrhea, and this illness is prevalent across South Carolina and in the U.S. in adults and children this time of year. Dr. Stephen Thacker is here to talk specifically about norovirus in children. Dr. Thacker is an associate professor of pediatrics, and he's a pediatric infectious disease specialist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Thacker, tell us about this illness specifically with regards to kids.
Well, noroviruses represent a diverse group of viruses that are the leading cause of acute gastroenteritis, which many of us know as the stomach bug, where we have vomiting and diarrhea, but can also cause some symptoms like low-grade chills, headaches, and even some muscle aches. You know, while adults tend to have more vomiting, children tend to have more diarrhea, and it's our youngest kids that are more at risk for severe dehydration that requires those visits to the doctor in our emergency departments. And one reason that we see this illness impact children more is that in places where children are gathered, like daycare or school environments, we sometimes struggle with classroom spread of this highly infectious bug.
What's been happening in recent weeks and months in South Carolina regarding the prevalence of this illness?
Typically, this stomach bug impacts us most here in the U.S. between November to April, and each year usually causes anywhere from 20 to 21 million cases of infection in the United States. But what we've seen over the last few months this year is that both nationwide and certainly here in the Lowcountry, we've seen almost double the amount of norovirus outbreaks compared to what we've experienced in the same time frame in the decades prior.
Well, what's different this year, and why are these rates of norovirus cases higher?
There's a new variant that is contributing to now about 70% of the new cases in the United States. And, you know, what's new and what makes this different is that it appears that this variant is better at infecting us first, and then it's better at spreading itself. And so we know that now up to about 9 folks will get infected from each person who gets infected in your community, compared to that rate of infection was about expecting you might infect 2 other folks if you got infected with this illness in the decades prior.
And how is this illness typically spread?
Norovirus is spread from contact with contaminated food, water, or surfaces from the infectious droplets of someone infected. For those of us unfortunate enough to be exposed and infected, our symptoms start anywhere from 12 hours to 72 hours after and usually last for a few days.
Are some children at increased risk of complications or severe cases of this illness?
Children less than 5 and especially young infants are at risk for more severe disease and need for emergent care and hospitalization. And we also know those with weakened immune systems can become very sick with this illness as well.
What can be done to treat children at home who have this illness?
Currently, there's no specific antiviral treatment for this virus. Instead, supportive care is the right approach. The big focus at home is making sure children are staying well hydrated and maintaining good nutrition.
What can be done to prevent children from getting this illness?
Yeah, the best way for caregivers and children to avoid this infection is hand washing with soap and water. This virus, unlike the viruses that cause the flu and common cold, they have built-in protection against the alcohol and hand sanitizer. So this is where good old-fashioned detergents like soap and warm water can kill the virus.
Dr. Thacker, thanks for this information about norovirus in children.
You're welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.